Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
So, how was your weekend?
Best weekend ever.
Seem happy?
Life is great.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's like
Monday.
Are you alive?
Yeah.
Do you have a job?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
What right do you have to be unhappy?
I hate my job.
I hate my boss.
I hate my boss.
I hate my boss. But do I stay home and cry about it?
No, I do not.
Why?
Because it's showtime!
Yep. Monday morning kicking off a short work week because of the 4th of July holiday.
Yeah, I hope everybody has a short one. Jeez.
Hope you had a great weekend. Boy, Carla, I'll tell you, I'm just so glad to be at work to get some sleep finally.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know what I was thinking. You know,
I thought about that Saturday night when you were going to the next one, thinking, I'll bet Mike would just like to be home sitting by the pool.
Paul McCartney Friday night, T-Mobile Arena, and that was, he was awesome.
Yeah.
And it was great. And then Saturday night, Steven Tyler, Aerosmith at the Park Theater.
Yeah.
He was great. He was, the band was, you know, they did all the hits. And,
sure.
And by the way, we have, if you missed it, Friday night, Steven Tyler, after his show, came over to T-Mobile Arena and helped Paul McCartney out with Helter Skelter.
Well, Helter Skelter did that uplifting Helter Skelter song. All I was thinking was, that's the one? Really? That was the one? Wow. Did they slip into number 9 after that?
None of
that. Wow.
You know what? And say what you will about Paul McCartney, 77 years old.
Oh, yeah.
His encore, he played for 3 hours.
Jeez.
His encore included 5 more songs.
God, that's amazing. That's so cool. It really is. Good for him, man.
But I was
good
pooped
for
out.
Him. I'm sure.
I don't know what you did over the weekend.
Glad to get back to work. Mine was, I had a nice weekend, but it was easier. It was much more relaxing. So, which was kind of nice, actually.
No hiking, no...
But this weekend coming up, there's some
Mount
stuff
Charleston
going.
Or anything?
Oh, I got one of my best friend's birthday. Monica's birthday is tomorrow, so we got some stuff planned.
Oh, boy.
You know, this week, and then the following weekend, too, so,
right. Well, producer Morty's just trying to stay cool and feel better, so...
And Morty had kind of the crud. I know it.
Goes to the movie theater.
Listen to a thought.
Just to stay cool and falls asleep for about 30, 45
I know.
Minutes.
That's the place to go, though, if you want to cool
it
off.
Really
movie
is.
Theaters are freezing in the summer here.
Well, you might want to think about it today. Sunshine and maybe a little breezy. High 105, 104 the high tomorrow. Shouldn't be bad for the 4th of July holiday. By the way, on our website, you can check out all the places you can see fireworks. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. All right, Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, I will tell you what song Keith Richards says is the hardest song for him to play.
All right, more on that and other songs next.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Congratulations to 35-year-old Catherine McPhee. She married 69-year-old David Foster in London over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. 13th anniversary, by the way, of Catherine's first single, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which David produced. So, does it seem icky? Kind of a little bit, but maybe. Yeah, I know. A little bit.
It does.
But okay, sure. Why not?
I'm just glad they're happy.
And that they are. They've been together for a couple years, anyhow. So, good for them. Mike, you asked me off the air earlier today how old the Little Mermaid was, and the movie, the the cartoon. And I said, probably about 25 years. Well, it's 30 years old this year. 30 years ago, The Little Mermaid came out. They are doing a live-action version of that. Melissa McCarthy is in talks to play Ursula, the sea witch. I think she'd be fabulous in this role, actually.
I just can't believe it's been out that long.
Neither can I.
30 years.
I know. I know. When
I'm
did
going
that
back
happen?
To bed. And by
when
the way,
did, yeah.
for the record, I understood what I just said prior to going into. More on that and other songs
and other
after
songs
this.
After this. Well, that song I was talking about, Keith Richards, he told Rolling Stone magazine that Gimme Shelter is the hardest song for him to play. This right here. He said it's the riff of all time, and despite playing it consistently since 1965, I don't tire of it. But once you get into it, it's fine. Up till then, I'm never sure of the volume. You can't quite hear the volume. You go up gradually. I'm always really anxious about it because the beginning right here is so eerie. sometimes in a stadium, you start to hear an echo.
Yeah.
He said it's just a weird.
Are you talking about him playing it or singing it?
No, him playing it.
Playing it.
Him playing it.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite Stone songs.
Same here.
Stone songs of all time.
Oh, same here. I love it.
Yeah.
That is my take.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So Friday night, see Paul McCartney, T-Mobile Arena. Saturday night, Aerosmith over at the Park Theater. I left my phone somewhere at the Park Theater.
Just somewhere?
Somewhere. I can't even tell you where.
Man.
The next morning, I get up. And I tell Jody, call my phone and see if somebody answers.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls about 2-3 times. Finally, somebody calls back.
Right.
And says, hey, this is who's ever phone and who are you? How do we get it back? Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, they found it. I got it back.
Nice.
Went back to the Park Theater at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
I'm following instructions per this person. Go to the cashier's cage. They'll tell you what to do. I get there. They say, call security on the house phone.
Okay. Okay.
I call. I said, I'm here. And the guy says, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
So I hang up, and then I said, I'm going to call my... I don't have a phone. I can't call my wife.
Jeez.
Now, in hindsight, I should have brought her phone with me. But well, I asked the girl.
But then you couldn't call her either if you had her phone.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you have landline. But
so I asked the girl at the cage. I said, do you have any pay phones? She looked at me like I had a third eye.
Yeah.
And I said, finally, the manager came out of the cashier's cage. And I said, it's a local call. I live here. I'm just trying to...
I want my phone.
He helps me out.
Mm-hmm.
And we got everything worked out.
Okay.
I get my phone back. But the one thing I worried about the most were all my pictures, especially of our grandson.
Right.
All that's on my phone. And I started thinking, what would be worse, losing your phone or your ID with all your credit cards and everything else?
Well, now I have a friend who lost his phone and basically lost his ID and credit cards and everything else because he has it all on his phone. So.
And I just started doing all that stuff.
Yeah. So.
You know, saving passwords and numbers and stuff like that.
Oh, no. Well, like with Apple Pay or with Google and things like that you have all your credit cards on there.
Oh, by the way.
He doesn't even have his credit cards anymore because he has it all on Apple Pay.
And thank you to Huey and everybody at the cashier's cage over at Park MGM at about 6 o'clock in the morning.
God.
They were very helpful, very nice people.
Right.
And security as well.
God,
but what would be worse for you, or have you lost either one and just went, crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
702-739-9636. Has it happened to you?
Yes, it has happened to me. All of my credit cards, all that. My car was broken into a few years back, and
all right.
Not fun at all.
Revisiting the nightmare of my phone. You know, going home, not knowing where your phone is.
Yeah.
After going to a concert at the Park Theater, the chances of me finding it or somebody finding it and actually being, you know, the good guy.
Yeah.
You think it's never going to happen. But
feels
you know what?
You,
the security people over at Park MGM.
Good.
The cashier's cage, those people, Huey and his staff, very nice people. I got my phone back. It was like almost too good to be true.
Yeah, no kidding. I know. First of all, I'm surprised that it would ring because I'm surprised the battery wasn't dead or it wasn't shut off.
Man.
You know, and that nothing else was done to it.
And I started thinking, what would be worse? Getting the phone, you know, losing your phone or your wallet with all your IDs, credit cards. My biggest fear was I lost all those pictures of my grandson since birth.
Right. And a helpful hint, people, save those to the cloud. Save those pictures to the cloud.
And I started thinking about that, Carla.
Yeah,
that's what I have to figure out.
Flip it over. You just want to flip that little knob over. We'll show you how to do it. But yeah, it's just really smart in case you do lose those pictures. Now, somebody said, I've done it. Lost all my credit cards, the whole thing. My purse was stolen. And she said, got to call everybody. Of course, to let them know when that happens. And you always, of course, seem to miss one. And you find out which one it is when it comes time to automatic bill pay.
Yeah.
But also, she said, helpful hint, write those numbers down. Because if you don't have your credit cards, oftentimes you don't have the number.
Because it's on the back.
Yeah. So write those numbers down.
Just the inconvenience
I know.
Of doing all that.
I know.
Sometimes.
I think there's probably more. I don't know. There's more work. I don't know. Now, somebody else said regarding losing items, I can honestly say I've never lost my phone, wallet, or keys. God. And I brag about it, so I make sure I don't lose them because then people will just laugh at me and make fun of me if I do. But, I mean, we leave things, unfortunately. Yeah. Sometimes we leave things. I have I talked to somebody the other day, somebody that works out. The you know, the trainer that we know. And she said, I got a lanyard because I was sticking my phone in my bra and then I was forgetting it. So she got a lanyard to put her phone on. And I know we'd all look like tourists, you know, with it hanging from our neck, but maybe it's something you do at concerts, things
might
like
as well
that.
Be wearing
right?
a fanny pack.
Why not? You wouldn't lose your phone. It'd be in your fanny pack, Mike.
At least I have it,
it's
right?
It's my fanny pack.
Duran Duran and Hungry Love. Whoa. Can actually win Mystery Cruise number 2 in July. Details coming up soon from Scenic Brewing Company and 96.3 KKLZ, where we love playing the hits of the 80s and more. And boy, what about this U.S. women's soccer team?
I know it.
They beat France 2-1 in the Women's World Cup on Friday. Here's the last goal and final call.
Morgan leaves it. It goes free. Rapinoe shot. Go! 2-0 U.S. That is it. U.S. advances. The French are out.
The French are out.
Woo-wee. Are they ever?
Now, if the U.S. beats England tomorrow.
Yeah.
In the semifinal, that's going to be at 2 o'clock Eastern time. That would be what?
11 o'clock our time.
They'll play in the final on Sunday, next Sunday.
Yeah. This is so cool. My sister-in-law is there now. She's a big soccer fan, soccer player. And she said to be there is, it's amazing. I mean, I don't know if people realize, too, how huge those freaking stadiums are.
They're loud.
They're massive. They're loud. Yeah. There's a lot of singing going on.
Yes, there is. Man.
Maybe we call her and talk to her, and she could be like
that is cool.
You know what?
I might have to try to, I'm trying to figure out what time they're 9 hours ahead of us, I think. Maybe I'll try to put
work
in
that out.
See what's going on for tomorrow.
On fire.
I know.
It always seems the women pull through, and then when we get to the Men's World Cup, it's like.
I know. We suck, and we wind up doing nothing.
I know.
I know.
All right. So go USA.
I know.
Sunshine breezy today. High 105, 104 tomorrow. Looking nice, though, for the 4th of July long holiday weekend. It's about 76 this morning. A few things we think you should know. Get to that after Queen and Killer Queen.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well. What are you having right now for breakfast? Anything? What are you having, Mike? Would you have some oatmeal?
Oatmeal.
Have a little oatmeal?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have some egg whites here. Well, the number one, the most popular breakfast food in America is cold pizza. Cold pizza. We were just talking about it a bit ago. Yeah, most people say they'd rather have it for breakfast than any of the traditional breakfast foods. You got that over cereal, over your oatmeal, over cream of wheat.
Eggs, there are some places I'll order pizza, and it's actually better the next day than it is when I first get it.
Most people like it better. I'm not a big leftover fan, but most people like it better the next day.
And if you nuke it, maybe just a little bit. You don't nuke it to get it hot.
Yeah, you want it just chewy enough when it's cold. Yes, exactly.
Now you got me thinking.
Cold pizza. Yes, and it's all about food. People say now they are more satisfied with getting food delivered than actually going to a restaurant. Almost like 85% of the people say, yep, they love it. They love having food delivered. It's just as satisfying. I still like going out. I like somebody waiting on me. Yeah. I like that a lot. But yeah, having it delivered, everybody I know is doing Uber Eats, and I'll do it once in a while, but that's just the way to go now. I know. And the average parent, you know, we mentioned this off the air last week, probably going to take a road trip this week. Average parent is going to hear from their kids. Are we there yet? About 16 times on that road trip.
What?
Uh-huh. And how much longer? About 18 times. And
just from the back seat.
Are we there yet?
No.
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 Are we there yet?
Exactly. Yeah, so be prepared. If you're hitting the road, you're probably hitting the road, I'll bet you on Wednesday or so.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nonstop barrage of that.
Are we there yet?
I know, you guys. No. No. And, of course, the ever-popular, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's also on there a few times. So be prepared and happy holidays. It is Monday, a few things you should know.
Last hour, John had mentioned the new thing, and it has split people in half.
Yeah.
You want pickles on your pizza. Everybody's particular about their food.
Oh, yes.
But here's the conversation we were having off the air. What foods? There are certain foods that you love, and everybody, oh, you got to have this.
Yeah. It's,
but they're not worth the effort. In other words, crab legs would be one that comes to my mind.
Yeah, it came up, and last week I was eating, I decided to have some sunflower seeds. Boy, are those a waste of time.
A lot of work.
Oh, my God.
A lot of work.
Oh, my God, for nothing.
For nothing.
Nothing.
And that's when I brought up crab legs. I go, oh, you got to have crab legs. My brother Tom comes to town every once in a while. I'm buying crab legs. And it seems to me, with all the prep and all the effort, and then
well,
when
yeah.
they're done, you got to spread the paper out.
Yeah.
And you got a little fork, and you just get a little. It's almost like you're on a, you know, one of those.
It's a mission. It's
yes.
like a mission.
And you're just, yeah. Don't bother me. I mean.
Try to suck it out. I know. And I love crab. I love it. But, man. You know, and when you cut through that one and you're pulling it out, it's
yeah.
like string cheese and it's going well, and then it
yeah.
just breaks. It's like, oh, this is, no, forget it.
It's just, not worth it.
No, it's not worth it.
What are some of those foods that you just love or people insist you have?
Yeah.
And then after it's over, you go, it just wasn't worth it.
Yeah, there's just a lot of work involved and not a lot of reward.
Anything come to mind? 702-739-9636. You had mentioned artichokes.
Oh, and I love them. But boy, when it comes down to it, I think you could eat 50
right.
and you're still hungry.
Yeah.
Jeez,
because
what
it's peeling
here?
And then it's dipping
yeah.
in the butter and
or whatever, and then biting off.
Yes,
it's
scraping
the tiniest dollop of nothing.
All right, text or call. We want to hear from you. What are those foods that you love?
Yeah.
But after you're all done, you go, was it worth the effort? In fact, I'm not having it.
No. Yeah. Exactly.
Because it's not worth it.
I'm still hungry.
And I'm still hungry.
Yes.
You know, it's Monday. Talk about food
yeah.
right off
yes.
the bat.
Yes.
Got 4th of July holiday weekend coming up.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We're talking about those foods that you love, but in the end you realize they're just not worth the effort.
Yeah.
Carla had some, what kind of seeds?
Sunflower seeds. What a pain in the butt. Jeez.
But that's what all the ball players eat,
yeah,
and you think
I know.
You just
they're
put
pain.
Them in your mouth? And...
Well, that's because they're just sitting there bored and doing
oh,
it. I think not to eat something.
Right.
You know, I just felt like some, and I thought, well, these will be, oh, God, they're a pain in the butt.
We had some friends invite us over for clams.
Oh,
for
okay.
Clams, for clams,
yeah.
for New England clams.
Yeah, got to dig them out.
And the same thing. You have the paper all spread out,
yeah.
and it's a big thing,
yeah.
and then when you finally get a little piece of meat, you're like...
Yeah, there's hardly anything in there. I know.
I had to stop at a burger place on the way home.
Pretty
I was
much.
Starving.
Somebody mentioned buffalo wings. There's just a lot of work, and there's not enough meat
oh, I disagree.
On those things.
Look.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
I would have
no.
to agree there's not a lot of meat yeah. on them for the
well,
work.
Well, that's why you have to order 100 of them.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's
yeah.
exactly it,
yeah.
too. Now, somebody said, listen, Mike, if you want crab legs, Bob Taylor's Ranch House, they split them for you. Now, a lot of places will do that. They
yeah.
split them
oh.
for you, which is nice. So you don't have as much work to do.
Yeah.
Legs are the easy part. It's the body of the crab that's the hard part to get the
yeah.
meat out of.
They're all just, well, lobster, the same
yeah.
thing. Morty, you mentioned something, too.
Yeah, crawfish.
Oh, jeez.
Not even worth it.
Teeny weeny lobster.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, there's
for
nothing.
Like
nothing
a
in there.
A little pinch of meat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And the shell stab you? No.
Oh. Somebody else mentioned, and that's the only time you really eat them, but peanuts in the shell. When you go to a ball game
oh.
and eat them. was at a game last week eating peanuts out of the shell, and they're just a big pain, and they make a big mess. Well, if you're at the game, it doesn't matter. Yeah. They're going to clean that up, but
then
you're right.
Peanut powder all over your pants and stuff like that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, foods that are just too much
work. We sound like those people that are just...
No, but...
We're never happy.
Well, it's not that. It's just, I mean, we eat them. Another one, Linda said pistachios.
Oh, yeah.
They're great, but they're a pain to work. You know, you got to bust them open. And by the time you've had like 10 or 11, it's like, yeah, I think I'm done. You know what? I'm going to get a piece of bologna.
We are those people.
I don't know. I don't know that,
I just don't care for lobster. It's too much work.
Yes.
Valerie's on the phone. Valerie, what about you?
No, it's not worth it. Pomegranates.
Oh, what a flipping waste of time those are.
Pomegranates?
Yes.
$5 for a small thing that somebody else did for it.
Yes, I remember. It's so funny you bring that up. I haven't eaten an actual pomegranate since I was a kid because I remember even being a kid what work it was, and you were a mess. Too.
Right.
Crazy. I was so excited I had a pomegranate tree in my backyard. Screw this. We put all the stuff out if you're not even hungry anymore.
Oh, my God.
I know
that's
you're sweating.
Great.
You're worn out.
I love it.
You have a great day.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
One more text about those foods that you love but just aren't worth it.
Yeah, a little different take on it, but I understand this. And actually, Russ said, every Thanksgiving, my family wants me to make my greens. A lot of people do this for Thanksgiving. And I make spinach. I understand. He said, oh, my God, in order for me to cook them right, it takes over an hour of prep and hours of cooking. You have to cook greens till they're tender. Plus, and this is so true, 20 pounds of greens, you get about a bowl. You get about a bowl. Same with spinach. If you've ever made spinach.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You buy a pound, 2, 3 pounds of spinach. You get this tiny bowl of spinach.
I have another one, sir?
I'm so hungry. Oh, God, please.
It's just
could
not
get,
worth it.
No, can I get some more porridge? Please, some more porridge. No, it's not worth it.
Wow. See, everybody has one.
Yes.
You could win Mystery Cruise number 2. Oh, yes. We have another cruise to give away during the 96 days of summer. It's all about July. Details coming up soon from Scenic Brewing Company and the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. Monday morning, and Carly, you had mentioned at the top of the show, it's National Canada Day.
Yes, it's their day. Independence Day. It's Canada Day.
It's Canada Day. So for our friends up north.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Everybody stand.
Okay. They always screw up the words. Oh, and it starts out so strong,
yes,
too.
And I wanted to mention that because we always make fun of those people that fail. They get signed up to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Either they don't know the words, they sound horrible.
Well, they don't do that in Canada.
Well, maybe. It's not only in America, but I got news for you. Even up north in Canada.
Oh, no.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Hang on. I don't see those words. Where is she at?
She skipped the whole five
lines. Hold on. Start again.
Wait. One more time. It's my bucket list.
I know. Go ahead.
All right.
Canada.
Our home.
All right.
Retail land. What? Uh-huh. Okay.
In all thy sons command.
Has no clue.
Is she hot? Was she hot?
Yes.
Very yeah. hot. Very
oh,
hot.
There we go. She was wearing like a Hooters outfit, I think, by the way.
It even happens up in Canada. They screw yeah. up the words.
Yeah, leave her alone. She's got it, eh?
And a minor
She's got it.
She would have been better off just singing about what she likes in life.
Oh, jeez.
And
oh,
if she would have sang Lordy, with confidence.
Would have been shortlist. That was like the Playboy Playmates. I want world peace.
Uh-huh.
My parents to get along better, and I like hot dogs.
Hold on. Oh, Canada, I love to walk on the beach with the big hot dog. I always like, look at you.
And all the hockey players are like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Sunshine and breezy geez. Today.
Hi,
Vay. Same for tomorrow and all week long. Gonna be nice. High 105 today, 104 tomorrow. It's about 83 outside. Some entertainment news. Carla's Tank. Get to that here in just a couple of minutes. It's yeah. Skid Row. I Remember You.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Tank.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, check this. Jeff Bezos is expected to transfer $38 billion to his ex-wife Mackenzie this week. Now the money is coming from 4% of Amazon's shares.
Wow.
4%. Do you just do like I do when I have a little transfer ticket and I just fill that out?
Mm-hmm.
And then you put in 38 billion. Excuse me, there aren't enough boxes. I have a couple other zeros in here.
And
what
I'm sure
I
the wife would be like me. I would say, how long is that going to take to clear?
Yeah, yeah. Is that going to be the 4? Do I have to wait the 48 hours to clear?
I know it's a holiday week.
I'm good for it. I am. $38 billion.
Wow.
Okay.
Just imagine. I know it can't buy you love, and it doesn't buy you happiness.
No.
But it takes a lot of the stress off.
Well, it sure does.
$38 billion?
You know, I got news. I'll bet $38 billion would buy me a lot of love, yeah. Okay? And a lot of happiness.
What kind of love you want?
Yeah, it would buy me any kind of love I want.
Morty's just looking up in the air going, Pop-Tarts.
I'm like,
yeah.
Pop-Tarts.
Yes, exactly. I could get a Gulfstream. I could get me I could buy me a Pelican.
All the stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wow. Mike, I don't know if you heard this, but you're not a Cubs fan, but Cookie Monster sang
good.
Take Me Out to the Ball
Game
this past week over at Wrigley. Then Bert and Ernie joined him for It's Raining Men for Pride. But anyhow...
Come on, Jacob. That was funny. Our summer intern just staring at you.
Bert and Ernie? No?
Nothing. You got nothing.
Okay, all right.
Our summer intern who just graduated from high school.
I know. Oh, well, that was my own little... Okay.
Didn't even smile.
He's like, who? I know.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Ernie. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Bert.
That's me, Cookie Monster. Oh! Take me out to the ball game.
Thought about you.
Come suck and I know.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
It's raining men. Tina Turner, interviewed by Gayle King over the weekend, said when she first heard the demo for What's Love Got to Do with It, didn't like it.
Tina, I think the song is going to hit. So I said, okay, I can sing it. I said, but I don't like it, Roger.
You must understand.
Yeah.
So I went to the studio and I applied my voice compared to the girls. You teened it up. I teened it up.
And Roger, of course, her producer.
Yes. Yeah.
And was very instrumental in a lot of hits for her.
Well, that was
her first number one.
It was, absolutely. That was, you know, no Ike, nothing. And it was a frightening time for her. And, man, I consider myself lucky. I did get to see her.
You said she was awesome.
Oh, my God, she was fabulous. And let me just say, if she ever goes back out, those legs. Oh,
still.
My God, those legs.
How old?
I know she's like 80, pushing 80 now. Ooh. This was about 15 years ago when she wrapped it up.
Man.
Oh, that is my painfully deep take.
Listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, I'm glad some people got your Bert and Ernie reference.
So am I.
And laughed about it.
Yeah, I know. Our intern doesn't. I can't even believe it. He doesn't know who Bert and Ernie are.
He didn't know who Bert and Ernie.
He didn't know who they were.
What?
You're 18 years old.
He doesn't know who they are.
And you don't know who Bert and Ernie.
No, he doesn't know who they are.
Cookie Monster, he knew.
I know who that is, yeah, but he...
Wow.
We're going to have to play the Generations
game. Therein lies the problem
game.
And why he didn't react, well, which I thought was a funny line. Yeah, well, as well as you. Other people thank who texted
yeah,
in.
A few
so.
People. And a high compliment coming from several.
You consider. 8:40,
oh,
we got these tickets for Elvis Costello and the Imposters, along with Blondie. They're going to be at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms. This is in August. Tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Plaza. We're going to play a round of Pyramid. Where you have a category. Or no, I'm sorry, you give out clues. You yes. tell us what category the clues are.
Exactly.
For. Okay. So we'll get through news and weather. Start with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Don't call yet. Phone lines are on hold, but after we get through news, we'll do that. Carla, we have Brian on the phone. Brian, we're going to play a round of the Mike and Carla Pyramid game. We explain the game so you know how to play. Here we go. 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner. Start the clock. Go.
Can't help falling in love with you. Nothing but a hound dog. Jailhouse Rock.
Song sung by Elvis.
Yes.
Number 2.
Pretty Woman. American Gigolo. Primal Fear. An Officer and a Gentleman.
Movies with Richard Gere.
Yeah, yes.
Number 3.
There you go. Scissors, blow dryer, shampoo, hair color, an adjustable chair.
Things in a beauty parlor.
Yes, yes. Good job. I was even doing the hand
she
motion
was.
On things with the chair.
She blow drying her hair.
Good job, Brian.
You got the tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. It's Elvis Costello, the Imposters, of course, Blondie at the Pearl in the Palms. Your show's in August. It's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman went into a Walmart in Texas last week. She picked up a cake, ate half of it, then demanded only paying half at the register since she only ate half the cake. That's the cake I wanted to buy.
Wow.
You can have the other half back.
Oh, man.
Well, the cops have to get involved.
Well, of course.
And eventually the manager said, you know what? You're banned. You're banned from the store, man.
But she got to eat half the cake.
Yes. But you can't always have your cake and eat it, too.
No. Well, she did for a minute.
Yeah.
God.
Wow. A lady from England was recently kicked off a flight because... Well, she was wearing a see-through shirt with no brassiere.
Mm-hmm. Did she get upgraded?
She hot? The airline said she also fought with the crew, which is why they wouldn't let her back on once she covered up with a sweater.
Yeah, you can't be hot
no,
and mean.
You know.
Jeez. You gotta be either hot and nice or, yeah. you know, nice and eh. You know.
Yes.
Right.
I get it. Because
nice
if you're.
And have a good personality.
Right. Because if you do, that even makes you that much hotter.
Yes, exactly.
That's perfect.
Girl.
I love the way you think.
Thank you, Mike.
Girl.
My whole life has pretty much governed that.
Carla is nice.
Is she hot? She has a good personality.
She's a hoot.
Carla's the Mary Grace episode of Andy Griffith, in case maybe. Look that one up. Hey, a kangaroo.
Jacob, I'm sorry. You didn't even know who Bert and Ernie were, much less Andy Griffith's show.
Who?
Okay.
Poor Jacob.
Mary Alice.
Oh, my gosh. A kangaroo crashed through the roof of an underground hotel in Australia. Yeah, so picture this. The kangaroo apparently is just hopping, and people saw both ends of this. And then, boom, the kangaroo's gone, landed on a skylight, went through the hotel room, into the bathroom, landed on the sink, turned on the water. The whole place flooded. Finally, a handyman showed up, cleaned up. I had to put the kangaroo out because it couldn't get out.
Oh.
You know, so... Everybody was okay, except the kangaroos were really embarrassed. I can't believe it.
I can imagine the surprised look on the kangaroo's face.
What
when he's just hopping along, minding his own business, and like you see in the movies, you know,
doink,
you take a step
doink,
and
doink,
right
doink,
through the hole.
What the hell happened there? Oh, my, everything came out of my pockets. What is going on? And Mike, picture it. It is... It's like
see, Jacob, a kangaroo has a pocket.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Then,
you have to explain the stuff. It's just not as funny.
He won't get this one.
No. Oh, probably, boy. Oh, God.
Wedding rehearsal. It's the advertisement. This is in San Antonio. Father of the bride, well, there was a little accident. He wanted to do the lift scene from Dirty Dancing.
No.
And his daughter, she's the one, she's the bride, but she said, I can't do it with you, Dad. So they thought, you know what, the flower girl will do that. Oh. It was a distant relative. Sure enough, she jumped so high, she flew over the dad's head. They all went crashing down. Song was still playing in the background. I've had the time of my life. She was banged up a little bit, the flower girl, but she
was just banged up.
She's expected to be okay.
No.
Come on. I got you.
She came in hot.
I definitely have you. I do. Okay, here we go.
A little ready? Flower girl only has ready? To be, what, 7'8"?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. About ready? 30 pounds.
Hold on, it kicks it. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
It has a while to go.
Here we go. I know. Hold on. We're ready to go here.
Oh, boy.
All right. Ready?
Well, at least she was
one,
okay.
Two, three. Come on. Here we go.
It was a kangaroo.
It yeah. is Monday. That's your other name.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
This is just a simple, sweet story. A customer, left a nice tip. He was talking to a server. His server, this was at the Clear Sky Beachside Cafe in Clearwater Beach, Florida. His server was just a little down, and he said, well, what's going on? She said, I'm sad. She had lost her dog. Her dog had just passed away. So he went to pay for his meal. It was a little under $60, and he left a $5,000 tip for
what?
The server. $5,000 tip for the server. Little note said, you know, sorry, and hope it helps, basically. The restaurant is not releasing the customer's name. But yeah, uh-huh. You just never know who's out there, who cares.
Who you're waiting who on you're, or who you're
exactly.
serving.
This had to be somebody, you know, well, I mean, whatever. Maybe just somebody who had money, an extra $5,000. But yeah, you felt really bad. And so left a $5,000 tip. Wow.
That's why we say you never know who's listening.
No way.
When I was talking about the AAA thing.
Yes, exactly.
And a couple of days later, by the way, I got the check.
Yeah. Oh, good.
They reimbursed me and say, you never know who's listening.
That is great. And you're absolutely right. Right now, the sprinklers are being fixed across the way after we've talked about it a few times. And I'm hoping that helped. I made a call, all that stuff. So it looks like we'll be saving a little water.
Yeah, man. That's why Morty was a little
tear
in his
eye today. He can't look at it every
morning.
Got
a leak over here now.
His eyes are doing a little pee-pee.
Eddie, that's what my dad used to say, a little pee-pee,
a little
pee-pee
in the eye.
All right. Anytime you have a good story, feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. It's so easy. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. They have low loan rates for the cars you want. Recapping the show. Yeah, they finally fixed the sprinkler area. I don't know what you guys are going to look at anymore.
I know. Well, it makes me happy.
Yeah, it does. Well, it should. You had something to do with that.
Thank you.
So.
Yes.
Also, Carla wouldn't mind pickles on her pizza. Comes out that, you know, she's not as picky about the toppings as I am, but pickles, anchovies, what else? Pineapple?
Well, pickles. Yeah, maybe a little pineapple. Okay. Why not?
Oh, by the way, want to tell you, cruise number two, mystery cruise number two.
Yeah.
Already on the website. Under the 96 days of summer, we've already put up picture number two.
Ah, okay.
Vacation picture number two. We've revealed a piece of that picture. Check that out. Start working on it. Because starting Monday when we come back from the holiday weekend, you'll have a chance to tell us the street address, city, state, zip code, and what's in Carla's pocket.
Yep, it's mine this time.
All the details on the website, 963KKLZ.com. So, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other.
It's
the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.